Trey had never known much about law or lawmen. Pap had always figured the less government there was, the better. That started with the county courthouse and held all the way to Washington City. Trey had only a nodding acquaintance with the local sheriff. An officer of the law always made him a little nervous, as if he had done something wrong that he didn't even know about, but the officer did. Beyond that, he found most people friendly, inclined to tarry and jaw a spell. He was not concerned then, when a farmer rode up behind him in a buggy whose springs sagged under what must have been 350 pounds of pure lard. The farmer's eyes were half hidden behind a roll of fat at the top of puffy cheeks that vibrated like pudding.
Yeah, where'd you come by these good cows, young fella?
Trey saw no reason not to tell him. On the contrary, he was proud of the fact.
Bought them with the savings from my labor. I'm taking them out west to start me a herd.
Well, no two of them seem to have the same brand.
They come off of four different farms. I ain't figured out a brand of my own yet.
You got any kin in this county? Any friends?
They're all 60, 70 miles behind me. I don't know a soul around here.
He wondered why the farmer seemed pleased at that. Most folks tended to cluck in sympathy at the thought of his passing through a land of strangers, a pilgrim in the wilderness. The farmer pointed.
You stay on the main road. You'll come to a fork a couple of miles farther on. Be sure to bear to the right. I expect you'd like to spend the night in town.
Trey hadn't so far. He had been managing about sundown each evening to find a farmhouse and somebody willing to let him pen his cows for the night. Most of them invited him to supper. In town, they would want money for that.
Thank you, sir.
The man put the large buggy horse into a long trot, laboring on ahead.
Poor horse, that's a heavy load.
The first sign of the town was the courthouse clock tower, standing taller than anything else on the horizon. He estimated that it was an hour to sundown and about that long to the edge of town. He could see a couple of people riding toward him, one on horseback and one in a buggy, but he thought little of it. He was used to meeting travelers along the road. After a time, he recognized the farmer. The horsebacker was a stranger. He looked like a farmer, too, about the same age as Pap. Not until he was near enough to address Trey without shouting did Trey notice the badge pinned to the man's shirt pocket. Immediately, he felt that old welling up of guilt, though he had nothing to feel guilty about. The officer did not say hello or how do, or any such pleasantry. He just rode a slow, thoughtful circle around the cows, which gladly took the opportunity to drop their heads into the grass and begin stuffing their paunches.
I see four different brands here on four different cows. Where's your brand?
I ain't decided on one yet.
If you don't have your own brand, how you know they're your cows?
That seemed a foolish question to Trey. The officer probably knew more about plows than cows, this being cotton country.
By their marks, and their colors, and their general looks, same as I know people.
Got any papers with you to prove ownership?
A hard look in the lawman's narrowed eyes began to worry Trey.
There never was no papers. I just paid the money and got the cows.
The officer jerked his head toward the farmer in the buggy.
Mr. Lige Connors here, he says they're his cows.
He may say so, but he's wrong.
The farmer leaned forward, his jowls shook.
You calling me a liar, young fella?
Trey felt the stirrings of anxiety.
I'm saying you're mistaken.
The farmer pointed at the nearest cow.
They're mine, Micah. See that one with the twisted horn? I'd know that spotted hide if I seen it in a tan yard.
Anger coursed through Trey as he realized the farmer was flat out trying to steal his cows. That was one sin. He was swearing false witness. That was two. Old Preacher Featherstone back home would have his work cut out for him trying to pray this man back from the brink of perdition.
I'm taking these cows into custody. And you too, young man. You take a mighty poor view around here of men who try to get off with other people's stock.
They're my cows. Cow!
In a wildly irrational moment, he tried to put the cows into a run, but they had long since gotten past any fear of him. They moved two or three steps and dropped their heads into the grass again. They seemed willing allies to their own abduction.
Now, son, I got a pair of handcuffs here, but they got a way of galling a man's wrists. You can come along peaceful and help me drive these cows into town, or I can cuff you to my saddle and make you walk alongside me all the way. I ought to tell you, this old horse of mine is bad to kick.
I can prove by my Uncle Matthew that these cows belong to me. I can prove it by my paw.
They got paper to back up their word.
The sheriff waited for the answer, though he knew what it would be.
It had come down to their statements against Mr. Connors, and they're strangers here. Everybody in this county knows Lige Connors.
I'll bet they do.
The farmer was so jubilant over acquiring four cows without cost that he paid no notice to the implied insult. The sheriff pointed toward town.
Them cows have got calves in them, so push them gentle, son. Have respect for other people's property.